Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O. We are so excited to be back, and I have a very exciting guest co-host on the show today, Bitsy.
Hello, hello.
She's back. We are so excited to have you here today. It has been forever.
It's been forever, and I'm so happy to be back with you, with the microphones, with the headphones, and ready to tell some tales.
Ready to spin a story. I'm so thrilled to be looking over you right now. You look wonderful against that microphone.
Thank you. Black really is my color.
It is. And I honestly can't remember the last time we recorded together. The listeners are just have been begging to have you back on the
have
show.
Have they really?
There's been one inquiries. Yeah. So I take that as begging. Yeah, I just need one.
Everyone was talking about it.
And we also have kind of just had a roller coaster of a schedule with the show, but we're back and we're so excited to be here today. How are you? What's going on? Should we start with bows and lows? That usually is a great way to jumpstart a show.
I totally forgot about that. Okay. I'm not prepared.
You think of that, I have some housekeeping that I would like to take care of since it's been, you know, a minute since I spoke with you all, but hopefully you have been keeping up with me and Elizabeth. She's really thinking about the bows and lows.
I kind of forgot about that.
On social media, we have just had a wonderful past couple of weeks so far. But what I wanted to highlight super quickly, next weekend we have our Chicago Trunk Show. So any of my ladies, any of my gals who are in the Chicago area, we will be popping up Saturday, June 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Batique Boutique, which is in Southport. And we're just really excited. We're going to have our classic bow collection. We're going to have the hydrangea pieces. I'm going, Anna's going, and Elizabeth will also be there.
Yes,
so if you are available between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. and you are in the Chicago area, we would just be tickled if you came and spent the afternoon with us. So just a little moment for the announcements.
Fabulous.
Have you organized your thoughts?
I have my bow for sure. I have multiple lows.
Okay. All right. Is this a recent, like, give us a time frame?
Summer.
Okay, great. So why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Okay. So my bow would definitely be first night in the Bahamas.
Backed it up.
I went in reverse. Beep, beep, beep.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it was the yellow dress the first night. Those pictures were incredible. We had just arrived. Like, everything was just lining up so well. And I was so pleased.
You did look. What did you call yourself? A Bitsy Buttercup?
The Bitsy Buttercup. I was, like, done with school. I had no responsibilities. I was in the Bahamas. Like, it was just a good feeling.
It was a vibe.
I have had some bows since then. Like, definitely this weekend was such a bow.
I just wanted to let the listener know that she actually pulled out her phone and she's going through her camera roll, which is a really great way to kind of outline what has happened. You always, reference things chronologically through a camera roll.
One thing that I do when I come home from school is Emily and I will pick a night and she will just sit there as I go through every single photo from the time that I have been at school.
It's a really great way to get caught up with somebody.
Yeah. And then once that happens, okay, like, I'll see you in a month.
Like, honestly, like, I don't need a calendar. I need a camera roll.
Yeah, because it says dates. It's, you know, people.
Yeah.
Your moods.
Like, so you loved the Bahamas.
So I loved the Bahamas. A low on that specific trip was Emily and I decided to go into the ocean and we were just frolicking about being little mermaids. And I said to Em, I was like, I'm going to go, like, under this wave. Like, the wave's coming in, big swell. I'm just going to go, like, under it. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, I didn't time it properly, and I actually got caught in the wave, and then the wave took me, and I did a little somersault onto the beach, like, sand in my throat, blind.
Just imagine, like, couples on a baby moon, a honeymoon, like, they're just having, like, the most romantic experience, and then you see Elizabeth and I tumbling about in the Atlantic coast, screaming, coughing up sand.
We were not quiet.
No, in like pretty coordinating one pieces, you know, and yeah. we're older too. And we didn't want to go too far into the ocean because,
you know,
scary. So we were right on, like, I was sitting basically in the water, but
yeah.
Yeah, I just only
tumbling, landed up on the sand.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was funny.
Blinded, hairs everywhere. So that was a low on the trip. Low in general. This isn't a low, but this is just a feeling that isn't happy.
Okay.
I am so tired from working.
That's a great segue into the next.
And I'll kind of, you know, should I get into it now? Or what do you want me to do?
Like, do it. Get okay. into it. We have nowhere to be. So this is going to be a good pod.
So I started my summer internship and I'm working at this nonprofit downtown with the Chamber of Commerce for Cleveland. We're the largest chamber in the nation. So I'm working in the revenue department and I'm the only intern in that department, which is exciting. So I've really just had to get myself into a routine, which I love routines. But having come from a college routine where you have a little bit more freedom and you can wake up whenever you want for your classes, like, I have had to get up and then, you know, be in this office fluorescent lighting and just like sit at this cubicle. And it's an adjustment. The first week was an adjustment. And now I'm in a good rhythm.
I feel like you really do thrive off of routine. And the past few summers, you have had, you know, internship and an office experience. But this is just different. So you're getting like a little bit more under your belt or yeah. shall I say under your blazer.
Well, I think you should because yes. I've been wearing a lot of them.
I would like to say that your internship has positively affected my business because I posted two reels of Elizabeth on my Instagram and they really, you went viral. You had some wow. virality to you.
Oh.
And so it's been great for Emily Olmbo. So we hope that you continue this internship.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. I'm kind of the people's person. You know, I will dress up for work if it helps you. I might not even be going to work that day, but I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
No, but it's definitely just like when you're entering the workforce and everything, like the realization of work is hitting you. I think everyone goes through that experience and this is my time.
And you have already, I feel like, in such a short amount of time. Is this your third week of work?
Yes.
Okay. So, wow, that's flown by.
Flown.
Do you feel like it's flown by or?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think like the days are long, the weeks are fast, that type of saying? Oh, she's really thinking about it.
You know, I honestly, like, everything's a blur, so oh. I don't know which is longer, the days or the weeks.
I see. You also have some girls that go to Miami that you're working with.
So there's, I think, 10 or 12 interns, and I know 3 of them from Miami, which is really nice to, like, have familiar faces around. And then we've really just created this little friend group with the interns, and it's a wonderful place to be.
And you had a happy hour last week.
So we had a happy hour, and we all went, and it's just really fun, and everyone brought in. So I showed up a week later than everyone. Like, we all had different start times. So the girls started, some started in May, some started later in June. I was right in the middle. And the girls who started in May, like, have cubicle decorations. And I showed up and they had fake flowers and they had little garlands and they had photographs and they like had drawings like on their whiteboards. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm behind.
Right.
So naturally I brought in, mom whipped out some fake hydrangeas. I have a little vase. And then I brought in a little picture frame from Amanda Linthrop, which is actually closing.
Yeah.
And then, oh, today, based off of our Father's Day tablescape, there was a tiny little golf cart and it is the cutest little thing. Like, I just was obsessed with it. So I brought it into work. Every new piece I brought into work, the girls are freaking out about. Like, we all are just like so excited to be there.
Oh, that's cute.
And so I showed them my golf cart today and they were flipping out.
So you have 3 pieces now in your cubicle.
I have 3 pieces and, you know, of course, me
right.
and my monitor.
Right.
And then when I get into the office, I have my blue light glasses, my water bottle, my coffee, and it's a little setup, my notebook.
Your notebook. The funniest was one morning when you were telling us about how you needed to spruce up your cubicle. And you said, like, I don't know, maybe like a topiary or something. Mom runs down into the basement and brings back up a large topiary.
Like, she had it ready.
With like a velvet navy bow. And you're like, well, this is divine. But I think this is like a bit too large to bring in. She's like, was right. this too much? Is this too big?
I mean, it was beautiful, but it just needed a bit smaller.
Yes. Everything does seem mini on your desk.
It is, because the desk is mini. Like, my cubicle is so small.
Do you like having your own cubicle?
I really do. It's like this little quiet, secure place that I just zone in and focus.
And have you been having a lot of work? It seems like you're on a lot.
I'm swamped. I'm swamped. Not to be dramatic, but I will be dramatic. I am really, really busy.
I mean, like,
and I can't catch a break, but that's how I like it. So
you do. You're someone who thrives off of having a lot to do. And it's also, I feel like, good, because sometimes I feel like in an internship, there's like, you know, one thing to do. You're kind of just like
right there.
We're recording this up at our lake house just to give everyone some context, which is just so wonderful to be back up here. This really is giving me flashbacks to last summer's pods.
It totally is. We never went to your Bow and Low.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you
so
much.
Let's circle back on those deliverables. That's my corporate talk.
Oh. You know what?
Let's put a pin in that.
Pull it into the episode. It adds an extra layer. Business Bitsy is really back.
You know what I should bring in is my plaque. My little desk sign that says Business Bitsy.
We need you to keep up with that series on TikTok. It's like, where are you?
Sorry. It's like I have them in my drafts. It's just, I need to take that extra step to do the voiceover.
Uh-huh.
And
those 15 seconds are really hard to fit in.
It is. Well, with, you know, bringing my hydrangeas and my golf cart, like I'm pretty busy. I'm booked. Like, I don't have a lot of time to do these extracurriculars.
No, honestly, would you say, before we get to my bows and lows, would you say that your work outfits are in par with what the other girls are wearing? Or
well, it's funny because we all have a little bit of different style. And sometimes we do come in and we're all in black, or like we're all in one color, and every day we kind of like, we're like, oh my god, like, where'd you get this? This is so cute. A lot of the girls have gotten stuff from Amazon and Abercrombie. Those, I would say, the two big workplaces.
Okay,
they do not have good reviews about the Amazon pants. They don't like them.
Oh, I could see that.
And I did try them on. Mom got them for me, and I just didn't like the texture, but they're really cute.
I feel like you need to invest in like good pants. I think that that's something that really can't be skipped over, because it's like everyone's going to notice if you got weird pants on.
Yeah.
Wait, there was something else that I was. Oh, I'm just so happy for you that you like enjoy the internship, because.
Yeah. And I think main highlight of my day is walking into the kitchen and making coffee. Like, it's the little things in office culture.
Wow.
And like going to fill up my water and like then walking over to, you know, so-and-so's desk and talking. Like,
yes.
Like,
I mean, who doesn't like making a coffee, though? I could be anywhere, right. And that's immediate.
And so they actually have a Keurig, but they also have a pot of coffee.
Stop.
And there's, like, only one pot a day. So I, in the beginning, like, wasn't taking the pot, because I'm like, that's for a specific group of executives, you know, that want the pot of coffee.
Right.
But then I kind of noticed all the patterns, and people weren't drinking the potted coffee.
Who makes the pot? Who puts the pot of coffee on?
Her name's Mary.
And what is Mary's role?
Mary is part of the security type, like, housekeeping team.
Yeah.
And she makes a great pot. So I...
Is it a Mr. Coffee coffee machine?
Yes.
Do you know what kind it is?
Yes.
Okay, those are good. Those are nice. Mm-hmm. It's like a classic office staple. So you've been taking from the pot.
So, I go back and forth. But if the pot's low, I take from the Keurig. But I will take from the pot sometimes.
It's like... It's good that you're aware of your... what is stance? Is that the word? Of your pecking order? You know, that type of thing.
I've worked with some interns currently who just like act like they are... A top tier executive.
They're in the C-suite
and they're just like grinding day in and day out. I'm like,
you gotta just soak it all in and absorb, because mm-hmm. that's the stage of life. Going to me, my bows and lows. I have just had so many bows. I mean, I feel like all I've been doing is tying ribbon, because I just have so many bows these days. One bow is that we went viral, and I thank you for that.
You know, I'm just so happy that I'm in your good graces.
Yes. You will not be compensated for the work that you did.
No.
Ever. No. So that's exciting. We have a lot of new followers on the Instagram. I also just had a fantastic weekend with just so many different, I don't know, so many good things that happened. I felt like I was very social this past week. One of my best friends from high school moved back to Cleveland full time mm-hmm. after grad school. So that's definitely a bow. Got to see her twice this week and just really catch up and, you know, hear all about that. What else? Oh, I went on a fun walk with Sophie, and we went to a coffee shop that I'd only been once to, and we walked all around this little area in Cleveland that I wasn't super familiar with. So that was lovely. had a really fun date with my boyfriend on Friday. We went to a new restaurant in Cleveland.
Did you know?
We were looking for like a casual but chic patio.
And that's so difficult to find because sometimes if they're casual, they're not chic. And if they're chic, they're ultra expensive and it's not the vibe that you're looking for.
Yes. So we kind of wanted like bar food, but a good setting. That's what we were looking for. So we found it. I actually found it pretty easily.
Actually, one of my easier tasks of the
week. And it was a beautiful night. So that was Friday evening and that was just a wonderful time. And then Saturday was fun. I saw my good friend Megan from high school who lives in Chicago was in town for a wedding. So I got coffee with her, breakfast with her. And then my friend Kelsey had a birthday party. So I went to that. That was a bow. Hadn't seen
Social
her in a while.
Butterfly.
And then we went to the probably my big bow.
We'll talk. Let's get into this.
Okay. So would you say this is also your bow?
That's what I was going to say.
My low also goes off of my bow.
Okay, I'll be interested.
It's a small low.
I'll be interested. Oh, I also have a low.
Okay. Why don't we just share it instead?
Okay. So mine, well, no, I'll just pick one. I am extremely sunburnt on my back to the point of I'm not able to sit up straight and I'm in constant pain.
So what's so peculiar about this is that you were said that you were out in the sun for about 15 minutes. You did have a bathing suit on, though.
Probably 20 minutes.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's so sorry. That was like the same thing as
what
I just
said. Don't go spreading. You know, 15 minutes. It was probably 20.
Okay. So 5 extra minutes.
Yeah.
And you got fried.
Fried.
But it was only on your back.
Only on my back. I can't explain it. We were outside and we were at the beach. I was in the sun. The skin on my back is so pure. It's so pale.
Yes.
And it's like a baby skin. And mm-hmm. so it just, when it sees sun, it just reacts.
And why is it in that pattern? Was that the bathing
swimsuit?
Which one? I can't.
It's the black swimming suit.
What? You said this? Is it old? Is it new?
It's old.
Oh, is it that like classic black
classic
one piece?
Black.
Oh, that's why you got those lines. Okay. They're like really symmetrical.
Yeah. No.
Does it still hurt?
Emily, I can't. That's why I'm hunched right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should put some aloe on it.
Do we have any?
No. You should get some aloe.
Yes.
Yes.
That's my low. Keep going.
Okay. I would say, so both of our bows, we each separately, but still together, went to the Rolling Stones concert on Saturday, which they came to Cleveland. The whole city was just a buzz.
Teaming.
About teaming. Great word. That's why we bring you in. Mm-hmm. and I went with my boyfriend's family, which was so wonderful. So his parents and then his aunt and uncle, and then we were in a suite with a lot of his dad's like work people, so
that's
I got to
nice.
Meet them, and it was lovely. They picked us up and we went beforehand, had a little cocktail at a bar, a drink. It was a beautiful night, and then we walked over there and there was like food. It was a great time, and honestly it was really nice being, you know, kind of higher up because we had a good vantage point. And then why don't you fill in? So you guys were also there.
Absolutely. So I had a friend in town and we all went to the Stones concert.
I just was so, like, the performance was just incredible. They're 80?
It was incredible.
Incredible.
I am in shock at his mobility, at all of Keith, Ronnie, and Mick. Their mobility, their stamina.
Insane.
They're 80 something years old. He was twirling around in a jacket. He was running up and down. He was singing on his knees like crazy.
For 2 hours. And they were up late. They went on at 9:30 and it didn't end till probably 11:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys, so mom and dad were, it was like two, two and two because Claire and Connor was also there. So everyone was like split up basically. So the better part of the beginning of the concert was just trying to find everyone.
I found Emily and her squad really quickly. Like I was like a hawk. I zoomed in my camera lens and then I just went suite by suite and I tried to find you on the balcony and I found you.
Really great quality on the iPhone because
super
you were because we were at the Brown Stadium and you were I mean you were on the other side of me.
Yes.
But you were like straight ahead.
Your boyfriend's mom was in all white, so like she was easy to spot, and then I saw you right next to her.
That picture was so funny of us on the balcony. We looked very regal.
So you did. So yeah, I found you right away and then I thought you saw me, but you actually saw mom and dad, which were, you know, easily mistaken because they were in front of us. So then I just kept waving and you actually didn't see me until right at the end of the concert.
Yes, because I saw who you were with had a bright blue shirt on, and so when the house lights went up I spotted and then I started waving and screaming and I was telling like my boyfriend's parents, my boyfriend, I'm like, yeah, they are, and then they're like, where? And then the house lights went back down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, just stick with me. But it was good because they had like the names of the players, so that's how I was able to find you guys. But we did find mom. She was like right beneath, still pretty far away, where we were waving, and then we followed mom and dad to their seats, and they were like literally right below Mick Jagger, like
yeah,
at the the mouth of the stage. Yeah. So they had very good seats. And I never found Claire and Connor. And frankly, I don't think that they really cared.
No, I didn't find them either.
No, they
I wasn't like, even looking, honestly.
No, they were like, we're really just here to enjoy the concert, not play Where's Waldo with our family members.
Yeah, no, I just couldn't stop to feel. I'm like, look, I'm sending you videos. And he was just like, put your phone down. Like, there's a concert going on.
Yeah. You were the most concerned about finding people. I was like, I wanted to find everyone, but then it was like getting too hard that I was
I found mom and dad right away. Like, I came in with them, so I knew where they were.
Yes.
And I just wanted to find you.
We found each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was definitely my bow. And then I would just say my low, piggybacked off of that, not actually. I got new shoes for the concert. Oh. I got a new top, and mom styled me. It was fabulous. I got a new top from White House Black Market, and then I got new shoes from White House Black Market, and they're so cute. But I will say I got terrible blisters from
really?
Them. So, but it was totally worth it. Like, I liked having that little bit of height.
I didn't even see your shoes.
You're kidding.
You're kidding.
For real?
No,
okay.
Shoot.
You didn't see them at all? Well, it's going to be a long time till I pull them back out because my
feet
need
to
fully recover.
Could you describe them to me?
Yeah, they were a block heel with a strap.
You wore a heel.
I just said that. I said I had like that little height. It's like you're not even listening to me.
I am
right here.
I'm just so shocked you wore heels to a concert.
A block heel. So it's like, it was probably 1.5 to 2 inches. And it was like, the only part that was white was the strap, and then it was all brown.
Oh.
Do you want to see a picture?
No, I'm okay. I can picture it.
Just
they
like
sound
a
cute.
Really basic block heel sandal for totally. The summer. And I wore it with the long Abercrombie jeans and then the cool top from White House Black Market. And honestly, it created friendships because one of the women in the suite was like, is your top from White House Black Market? And I said, yes, it is. And also my shoes. But they're kind of pinching
and
me
And here's
right
a link.
Yeah, and here's a link. And then we just went on a whole other tangent about shopping and clothes. And then that led into Pilates. And, you know, we might be doing Pilates together.
I'm kidding.
But anyway, that was like a low. But again, it was like one of those lows where I was totally worth it. And I would do it all over again. But my feet are in recovery. They're a little. And that's going back to our first point. I don't understand how it's amazing that Mick, Keith, mm-hmm. Keith, and what was the name?
Ronnie.
Were able to do that because I was standing for 2 hours in a pretty, you know, what's the word?
Secure, confined.
Not secure, but...
stable environment.
No, not stable. Or what would you say? Controlled.
Controlled.
Yeah, and they were doing much more walking and running. But I will say, I think they had, we were talking about their shoes. They looked very...
They looked like very comfortable padded shoes.
Yeah,
like,
so they're not wearing a block heel from White House Black
Market. No. Like, really extra strength New Balances.
You love concerts.
We've talked about this on the podcast before. We talked about it last summer. I get my energy off of concerts. I love concerts. I love being in big crowds. And the person I was with, my guest, my friend, my closest confidant,
yes.
had never been to a concert before.
Which is so wild to me because you guys are pretty old.
We're pretty old. And like that was one of the first things that I learned when like... we met and because we bonded over that and well actually we didn't bond over it I was just confused and
not the point
not the point but he didn't realize that like there was an encore so you know they left and then I was like okay like there's an encore and he's like well, are you sure like people are leaving and I was like no like just wait like they will come back
I'm sorry, did he like has he lived under a rock like I don't know
not a rock more of like a pebble more of like he's exposed to the world but not really
that was so wild to me when the next day I learned that I was like you're kidding yeah. I've spoke
like I mean okay do you consider the concert at school
no those are not concerts
okay well then yeah that was his first concert
I mean, they're concerts, but
like the Stews, I don't know, whatever. It's not like a
that's live actual, music to
that's
me.
That's live music.
Yeah, I am not a huge fan of concerts. Like, I won't go out of my way to go to a concert because I was talking to Grammy about this at the Father's Day brunch. I don't like large crowds. Mm-hmm. I find them to be extremely scary. Like, I'm not a claustrophobic person.
No,
but for some reason, large crowds. But I really loved this concert.
I love this concert because the crowd...
I liked who I was with. So it was the company.
Well,
that
also helps.
It was Bose and Company had good company that day. So.
Fabulous. Is that a period?
I think so.
Okay. The crowd that we were with was not rowdy.
No.
They were not... There was no ruckus. There was no... Like, I wasn't scared.
No.
You know, sometimes you go to concerts and, like, you're, like, on alert.
Yes, you're no, and that I think is part of it, is like you just have to really use a lot of brain power when you are going into a concert, because you want to have fun, but you know, there's a lot of people, there's room for error. This was a very calm, rather put together group of people.
Put together, established people. We pretty much knew everyone there.
Like, we did run into mom and dad said that they ran into a lot of people just because a lot of Cleveland people were going. So that was probably both of our bows. And then we also had a fabulous Sunday. It was Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Happy belated Father's Day to all of the wonderful dads out there. And so we had a Father's Day brunch up at the lake. Joyce and Bill came, which was lovely. Mom did a beautiful sailboat spread, and dad and mom made breakfast. And then we used all of the Mackenzie Child pieces, which just looks so good.
They wear so well.
I know. They're so great. They're on my LTK if you want to check out the pieces that we have. And then we just had, like, we went up to the Fish Festival, which was happening at the lake this weekend. And then Claire and Connor came up, and we had dinner. Mom did another table spread. It was a golf theme, which was so timely because of the U.S. Open. We watched golf on the couch. You took a nap. It was just a wonderful
Sublime.
Day. And then we had burgers from the boat club with the table spread and a cookie cake. And it was wonderful. And then we went to bed early. So it was a great weekend.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So we got dad, obviously, Father's Day gifts, but I did want to kind of talk about a really great gift that mom got for dad.
Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like those listening, if you guys like live near a beach or are beach adjacent, you might enjoy this.
Or just want to maybe go to a beach.
Yes. So she found this beach wagon from Business and Pleasure. And it's very Serena and Lily coastal.
It's no typical wagon.
No, it has a lot of personality and a bunch of character. And it was, at first, I think mom thought that, which was understandable, like it had to be put together because it came in a very large box. But you basically, she just pulled it out. And it's navy and white stripes with these really cool, like tan, chunky wheels.
Sand wheels,
thank you. And we're so excited to use it because dad always sets up on July 4th, which we're going to get to in a second. And he goes down very early in the morning and sets up the beach. And sometimes he usually takes the golf cart, which I feel like he still could, but he could just put the wagon on the golf cart. But also, like, it gets really busy as far as parking throughout the day. So sometimes there's like not room to like park the golf cart. Do you know what I mean? Yep. So there's kind of like a buildup, or not a buildup, a pile up, not in a dangerous way, just kind of like in a overcrowded
excitement, like, right? Yes. Patriotic way.
Yes. Get a very familiar pile up. So anyway, she got this wagon and it's so cute. And it's just really another cute, like, fun accessory for the lake house. And you didn't really have to put it together.
No, you just pulled it out, put the thing in,
and then it did fold up and kind of go into like one of those, like, you know, bags,
accordion style.
Yes. And we're keeping it in the towel room. But it was a really cute Father's Day gift, and I'm very excited to just first have its debut July 4th, maybe earlier though if we have another beach day. I just think it's like a piece that more people should get.
Absolutely.
For Father's Day, I got dad this really cute map of Cleveland book. So it had like 50 maps of Cleveland. I thought that he could put it in his office, and like a little mug. And then you got him. What did you get him? I'm sorry, boring you.
I'm sorry, I was yawning.
Okay, let me just wait for you to finish that yawn.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I got him red, white, and blue socks. Stop laughing at me. I got him red, white, and blue socks because it was just one of the pieces in his wardrobe that he was missing for the 4th. So we will get to see those worn. Maybe on the 3rd when we go to dinner.
Speaking of July 4th, I actually think we need to take a moment to talk about this. Like, everyone listening here, we just need to back it up for a second. It's going to be here before you know it. It's really going to be here before you know it, because next weekend we're in Chicago, and then we have the next weekend, which I'm not quite sure what we're doing. And then it's July 4th.
Wait, I thought next week in Chicago and then the next weekend was July 4th.
Well, no. Did the I July 4th up? Is on a Thursday. So it's like the 22nd we're
no.
there.
So... Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
This weekend, so Chicago. Next weekend, blank. Next weekend,
right.
July 4th.
It was just kind of confusing because we're starting our celebrations for July 4th on that Wednesday.
Right.
So it is. It will be here before you know it. And I think failing to prepare is failing.
Whoa. Stay with us.
Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. So get your ducks in a row for July 4th. If you take it as seriously.
Get your bald eagles in a row.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Get your flags lined up. Because mm-hmm. if you take it as seriously as we do, I would suggest doing some prep work now.
I'm going to suggest lay out your bunting, okay?
Like, get your bunting.
Get your bunting. Lay yes. it out. Steam it if yeah. you want to.
Make sure propane is in the gas, in the tank for
what?
The... what? In the grill.
What?
You know, get your propane.
Put the propane in the jet skis to fill up on gas.
Right. Just make sure you have everything. If there's a cookout, make sure that, you know, you've purchased the buns ahead of time. The buns might sell out. It's a real thing, you know? Just
right. Get your Heinz.
Yes, get your ketchup, get your mustard. Make sure you know what you're wearing. This is
totally
a big discussion.
Make sure you know when it is.
Wait, can I tell this story? I think Laura, I don't think I've shared this with you. So this was last week when Laura was here on Wednesday, and we were kind of going over just, you know, the overall clothing schedule for July 4th okay. and anything that we needed to fill in. And we have this is the second time she started yawning,
sorry.
Guys. It's just because you got up so early to
it's
work,
like
which
8
I understand.
O'clock.
I know. But this company needs help too. So we were talking to
I'm not getting compensated.
No.
No.
So we were planning this July 4th reel to share, which will be up this week for inspiration, depending on what activity you're doing. And Laura, we were like, Laura, what are you going to wear for July 4th? And then we were like, what do you do for July 4th?
Yeah, what does she do?
And she is from Buffalo, so she is home in Buffalo, and she goes to her parents' country club. But she said that people get dressed up.
Oh, okay.
Which is so thrilling.
That is exciting.
And I said, well, I'm jealous because I would love that. And then we were on J. Crew, and she has matching outfits for the three girls. Because if you guys know, she has three just darling girls we love. So
my
she,
best friends.
No, literally. They're so cute. So she already has the matching outfits for the girls. They're from...
Mom, where are they from?
Beaufort...
Bonnet Company.
Bonnet Company. So she is going to put the girls in the matching outfits. And then we were like, Laura, you should be in white. Like, how stunning would that be if the yes. girls are in, like, white and red? And then she is in this, like, gorgeous, like, billowing patio gauzy dress from J. Crew. There was a couple that she had in mind. I'm not exactly sure which one that she got, so I don't want to put words in her mouth. But just know it was one of the white dresses on J. Crew. So I think she has that all set together. And then we were like, oh, my gosh, you should do, like, a wrap and a hat. So then we were trying to figure out outfits because the night before July 4th, we go to this nice dinner at one of our favorite restaurants. And then every year, you know, we get new swimming suits. It's just like kind of a whole thing. So we were kind of sharing it with her. And she was like, wow, this is so exciting. So
no, it's definitely the Christmas of the summer.
It is. We love it so much. Just our tradition.
It's fabulous.
And I'm excited because my boyfriend is going to be spending July 4th. We've really hyped it up to him. And
well,
it'll probably rain. No.
It'll probably rain. Yeah, fingers crossed. And doesn't he get matching shorts?
Well, I did tell, I reminded Papa of this because Bill, our wonderful grandfather, usually gets the boys who, for July 4th, these matching embroidered flag shorts. So he had brought it up to me a couple months ago and he was like, should we get the shorts? And I was like, yeah, like get the shorts. And then I brought it back up to him just to make sure he knew the size because then I asked my boyfriend and he was like, this is my size. And then I told Bill and then I really hope he gets it. Bill, if you're listening to this, we need you to order the embroidered shorts.
Joyce,
if you're listening to this, make sure that Bill
check
orders
the packages.
The shorts. Yeah, so that he's not left out because Connor has them,
everyone
Dad,
has them.
My uncles, the Bill, cousins, like it's a thing. So it's kind of like your little token of like, hello, welcome to the July 4th celebrations.
Absolutely.
So yeah, let's hope that we get those in time. But honestly, like this would be the week to order your stuff. I don't want to panic anyone listening at home because that's not really what this show is about.
You have a little bit of leeway and this is your leeway. We're giving you that warning.
Right. So, you know, if you need a dress, if you need outfits for your children, I would start looking into getting expedited shipping because you also want to make sure that everything fits.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I'm not done. Uh-huh. I love hearing what people do for their holidays.
I agree.
I think it's so fascinating. Like, I loved hearing what Laura is doing for the 4th.
I love doing the same thing every year.
Right. And Laura does the same thing every year.
I like that.
I appreciate that when a family does that. Probably because we do it.
Right. I think it would be a stressful holiday if you didn't know what you were doing every year.
I would agree with that. I think the inconsistency of it might not make it such an event.
And not as relaxing. Like, we know, like, okay, like, at this time we do that.
But also, if the contrary of that or to contradict that, like, if we don't do something that we're expected to do, we kind of freak out.
I freak out.
Which maybe if you kind of change things each year, you're more open-minded about your tradition. So I could see both ways. But I personally love having the same set plan every year. It makes planning outfits very easy.
Yes. Yes. And I'm calling off...
Yeah,
the third and the fifth. We get the fourth off, but since it's the Thursday, I'm calling off the Friday after, and then I'm taking half day Wednesday.
I mean, how thrilling that July 4th is landing on a Thursday.
This is the best day of the year to have
July 4th. I couldn't agree with
because
you more.
Because Wednesday, then you're not going to take off Thursday and Friday.
I mean, you could, I mean, but you probably that was would. Last year, wasn't it? Wasn't it on a Tuesday last year because we had a leap year? It was on a Tuesday.
It was on a Tuesday.
That got all jumbled up. You know, it's like, which weekend is July 4th weekend?
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're right.
Right. So a lot of people did. I mean, they might have taken Monday off and then had Tuesday off, but everyone was back in the office. I think I'm correct just because of the leap year.
You're right, because I remember being back in the office and we were all really
tired. Was that on Wednesday?
Yeah.
See, I don't like that. Having that day after July 4th can almost be as fun as July 4th. Not really. July 4th is iconic, but sometimes.
July 3rd is the day.
July 3rd is so fun. I love anything that is like you're anticipating something.
Yes.
So, anyway, just wanted to kind of put that PSA out there. I know it's really busy right now, but just 25 minutes set aside to figure out your July 4th yep. outfits. Yeah. And check out my Instagram because there's a fabulous reel that I hope is helpful.
And you know what? If you need some workwear inspiration for the 4th, I can supply that. I show up to the office in red, white, and blue.
No, for real. We've really been... all of the outfits, I feel like, have been just doing so well on our socials.
That's good
to hear.
I don't
know if people are in, like, a buying mood, you know, for the summer, but...
Maybe they just need inspiration.
You know what? The gals are busy. The gals are busy. You ladies are doing a lot because I see it in my DMs. You're going here. You're going there. You're back home. You're back out. It's just, you know what? You're doing a lot and you need the clothes for it, so...
You gotta stay versatile.
Yes. Actually, Mom went to... Speaking of just things, she went to a little ladies' luncheon last week.
Oh, that's right.
On Friday.
That was a really exciting event.
And she had just a lovely, it was an old Derek Lam dress that I had never seen before.
It was Philip Lim. I was going to say.
No, it wasn't, Mom. It was Derek Lam.
No, my top was Derek Lam. Her dress was Philip Lim.
I'm telling you, I saw with my own two eyes her tag. And I found it okay. old on Poshmark because it's like maybe a year too old. It's Derek Lam.
Okay.
And now I've completely lost my train of thought.
I'm so sorry. Let's get this caboose back on track.
But I just love how I feel like this summer something that I'm trying to do and I feel like we're kind of doing is just wearing dresses more casually.
Okay, so I was completely blindsided on Sunday.
I actually
need to bring this up with you.
All right, share.
We had our Father's Day brunch. I come down in what I think everyone's supposed to be wearing, Veronica Beard, white shorts, pleated, wonderfully comfortable, and a little top, green sweater. You come rolling in a billowing, gorgeous, light blue with lobsters on it. It had smocking. It had a really cute, like spaghetti straps. I was so annoyed. And yeah. It actually put me in a really bad mood for the rest of brunch because you look so cute. And
you had this little. She pulled me aside.
And you had this really cute, like, white eyelet sweater wrapped around your shoulders. And you were just like, hello, all. And I said, you listen to me.
You did. You literally grabbed me.
You didn't tell me you were wearing a dress. I would have worn a dress if I had known. I would have done my hair.
Okay, that's on you. That's
not doing your hair.
I would have showered. You're downstairs in your pajamas with a wedge.
Not doing your hair and showering is on you. I mean, that is just basic. What is wrong with you? But like, I was so blindsided. A simple text. You wanted to show up in a beautiful dress. And you know what? I'm going to applaud you for that.
Let me just explain my thought process when it came to the dress. Uh-huh. So the night before, we had obviously been to the concert, and then after that, I went out. So I'm up late. I wake up in a bit of a frazzle, dazzle, and I thought, what is the quickest thing that I could put on that I would feel comfortable and you know, whatever. Not even the quickest thing. Frankly, I wanted to be dressed up for the event. So I put the dress on.
You knew what you were doing.
And then I thought, my Lord, what a lovely frock. This deserves a statement earring.
I forgot about that.
So then I pulled out just a delicious pair of new white raffia statement earrings from Lacey Lurch. You can use my code Emily20 for 20% off. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, I'm not complete. I need a little, what if I get chilly? If I'm sitting at the brunch, I get chilly.
Right.
So I snatched up a brand new sweater from J. Crew Factory and I threw that over my shoulders. And then I was wearing my Hermes sandals. And I will say, I kind of love making entrances. It's sort of my thing. Laura and I actually bonded over that the other day about how we both kind of enjoy making entrances. I think actually I just said it and she kind of agreed with me.
You made an entrance. You came in with a flourish. You threw your bags down. You go, hello, hello. And you were giving air kisses to everyone and you were hugging. Good, and guys. I'm standing there with a scowl on my
Unshowered.
Face.
Unshowered.
Arms crossed. Angry. Yeah. Like this little girl. Yeah, I was mad.
I was carrying my gift. It was a time. Guys, yeah. You should have been there. You would have been cracking up.
It was, you had like such an aura. There was like a glow
That is so sweet.
And I will be taking that dress.
No, you won't. That's I'm wearing it again on okay. Wednesday with Laura when she comes over. It was actually sent, let's just shout out the dress for a second. It was sent to me from a divine little brand called, actually, I don't think it's small. I think it's in Dillard's. Crosby. Crosby,
oh, yeah,
my I've Molly Church. What is it?
Crosby, New York?
Crosby. It's on Dillard's. They reached out and they sent me some great pieces. And that is one of them. But anyway, I just wanted to go back to saying how I will be wearing dresses more casually, so be on alert.
Okay,
it's
well, you know what?
Again.
You be on alert because I'm going to be wearing dresses.
You don't. I know you're your closet, well. And you don't have any patio dresses that are new. So
no, I don't. I don't.
I don't know what you're going to rig up because I know your inventory.
I'm going to be pulling down my curtains, and wrapping myself with rope, and being like, "Here we go!" Like, hello.
And then you'd be like, you know what, guys? I showered.
And yeah, I really fool me once, show up to a party once, that's yeah, on me.
That was your warning, was me showing up to Father's Day brunch.
I have taken it with a heat. I've heated your warning.
Yeah, and I was inspired by Mother on Friday because she wore her dress to the luncheon, and I thought, now that was more of a dressy event. She said that the ladies also had patio dresses, so
I even almost wore a skirt that morning.
Honestly, it would have been better. I'm kidding. You looked, Elizabeth, you looked lovely.
This is why I don't come on this podcast.
I did have to force her.
No. But I almost wore a skirt and I was like, no, like that's not the vibe. You know what was the vibe? A patio dress.
I honestly was so comfortable too.
No, that's the point of the dress.
I know. It's not any dressier, honestly, than just.
No, it's such a statement, though. It's not about the dressiness or the casualness.
Yeah.
It's that you're wearing a dress. I actually wore a dress to work today.
You did. Well, it was mine. You took it. And I was like, where did you get that from? Yeah. I actually pulled it down for myself. And then
wearing that dress?
It's my dress. It's from Zara.
But where are you wearing that? It's
a work dress. I was going to wear it for a reel for everyday look. So I was going to wear it with ballet flats. Well, like I needed it.
Like I wore it for your reel of business.
Okay,
looks.
You're right. So it's fine. Somebody showed it, and then I realized it wasn't available anyway. So I was like, "What a clown! She's wearing like two seasons ago's dress." You thought you were trying to be cool with your, you know, just being organic with your dresses. I'm like, what a loser. That's an old
dress. You set me up. You perfectly.
I did.
Purposely pulled down an old dress.
I did
because
yeah.
You knew that I would just be like. I want it.
You put it on and I was like, all right, whatever. It's like no match to my lobster and lemon dress.
It was beautiful.
Thank
fabric.
You. It's yeah, honestly, like I'll leave a link on
Bose. If anyone wants to send me like a frock.
Yeah. Guess who's going to be overnighting dresses today? It's going to be you. Suddenly you're going to be wearing it like too much. But yeah. Everyone looks good in a dress. You feel good. And you know what? We really talked about this when we were in Palm Beach. I think it was Joyce. She said our grandmother. She was like, it's so normal to just be in like those long patio dresses. And then I feel like we gather all these things and we get caught up like when we're in the Bahamas or you're on vacation and then you never wear them at home. I am starting a committee.
Where
we normalize
the
just
frock
wearing.
Committee.
Right. Because I got probably 1,000 compliments that day and I saw like 4 people. The compliments like would not stop, probably because people were like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, I am.
I'm so happy we brought this topic up to everyone.
I'm taking this into account. Let's just further this one step more. You then got a little chilly at one point and you put on your sweater, and her sweater has all holes, not like it's an eyelet sweater, like the holes are the design. And I wore that sweater today because I was trying to recreate some looks.
You wore it to work? Yeah. What is with you taking my gloves? Like, I genuinely need some of these things. Like, okay. So did you bring it back? Do you have the sweater?
I brought it back. I just needed
that sweater didn't even go with that outfit.
Actually, it did.
No, it didn't.
Actually, Mom styled it.
Okay.
She was like, here you go.
Probably because she was like, leave, get out of the house, here's the sweater.
And I honestly just needed it because sometimes I'm cold in the office.
Sure.
And let me tell you, that sweater didn't warm me up because there's a hole.
Yeah, Claire was, when we were sitting at dinner last night, she just like middle of conversation, she was like, is that sweater keeping you warm? And I said, actually it is. I found it to be very toasty and I didn't need, like I wasn't looking for a Canada Goose. Like I was looking for something that had a little like air and was breathable. Right. I mean, it's 90 degrees this week, for goodness sake. It's June. Like people were really torn up about my sweater.
Well, it's just that I've never seen a sweater like that.
You haven't?
Have you?
Yes, where? I've lived on this earth 24 years. I've seen an eyelet sweater.
Okay, I've never seen a sweater like that.
I mean, yeah, there's
there's a lot of holes in it.
Probably more holes than fabric.
Than an average
sweater.
Was it
cheaper because it had less fabric?
No.
Well, it's J. Crew factory, so it was automatically like, you know, 97% off. You know, it was already majorly marked down, but I just think it's so sweet.
It
That's
is.
The word that I
That's
would use
I took it
for it. Yeah. So you felt like it didn't work.
No, I did feel like it was weighted. I feel like it was thick.
Well, it could be thick because half of the sweater was gone with the little holes.
Didn't
you like the little ruffle at the
top?
Oh,
I loved it. And you know, I had a lot of Zoom calls today.
Did anyone say anything to you about your outfit?
My superior outfit? Was like, I love your dress. And
That's
I said,
nice.
I love your dress.
Got it. That was
I'm
going to
be wearing a patio dress tomorrow.
Yeah, you better watch out. Yeah.
I get an HR call.
Just to warn you, I will be in another patio dress on Saturday at the trunk show. I picked out just a delicious, just wonderful hydrangea dress. The boutique is styling me, and it's one of their dresses that's in stock, and it's going to be great. You know where I also did this a couple weeks ago? When my boyfriend and I, he had the, like, because they have those summer Fridays, so we planned this whole, like, day in Chagrin Falls, and I did it again there. I wore the dress that Laura Park Design gave me for my Charlotte trunk show, and I wore it just to lunch and just walking around.
That didn't surprise me as much because that dress was more a daytime excursion dress. I was blindsided because I hadn't seen you. It was a Sunday. I was wearing my normal brunch attire, and you showed up in your patio lobster dress.
Yeah,
so that's the difference. Like I didn't.
Okay. Very, very small. I mean, it's a small window we're talking about. Because
I think the main difference was I wasn't with you in Chagrin, so I didn't care what you wore.
There it is. Yeah, exactly.
And you made me look bad at the brunch.
And that is on
you made me look
that's
bad.
That's on you and your team, all right?
Yeah,
like, that is, you got it, you know, shower.
And like I needed a color because my hair was up, so I couldn't actually wear a dress. It was just...
You had a color on though. That really helped.
Yeah, because I was looking pretty gaunt.
Honestly, I was just like, because we had all been out the night before with the concert and I felt like tired and like just a little puffy, I was trying to distract with, you know, color and pattern and air kisses and earrings.
Yeah.
Honestly, those earrings felt like two ornaments on my ears. They were huge. But very comfortable all day, and I will be normalizing patio dresses.
Fabulous.
I just got to get a couple more. Actually, no, we have all those Amazon dresses, but they're also yours. Like that Rick Rack one, the white with the Rick Rack.
That doesn't look good on me.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
You just don't
tan. You got to tan.
Okay. Well, I am tan right now, and those spaghetti straps would not look good.
I had a spaghetti strap on yesterday.
So unbecoming for my shoulders.
I have the same shoulders that you do.
But
if you don't want, like, you're not accepting.
I need a very specific sleeve length of my patio dresses. They either have to be sleeveless or have a sleeve, but they can't be spaghetti
Wear
strap.
Wear a wrap. I had a sweater over my shoulders.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Okay. Well, if anyone sees me in a patio dress, just check up on Elizabeth. See how she's doing.
That's so funny.
I'm glad we have this little debate here. Well, I think this is our show for today. Thank you all so much for listening. But more importantly, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us today. We've missed you dearly. The sound of your voice, the cadence of your words.
The cackle of my laugh.
Exactly. It's all just sublime. And we hope that you join us again soon on the show.
I will come back whenever you need me. Whenever your A team can't come in, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
no,
your Z
you were,
team.
No.
I'm your the lowest of the low.
That is not true. I always get requests, how is she doing? And, you know, where is she? And
So how many requests? Like two.
Seriously, thank you for joining us. We're very excited for our Chicago weekend and for our trunk show. And we cannot wait to see everyone there. And be sure to follow along on Instagram to see all of Bitsy's daily work outfits. I've been posting them on Friday, which is a terrible day to post because it's nobody's on the app. So I will now be posting them on Saturday.
Or Monday.
Oh, you think Monday?
Yeah.
Really?
When I'm, you know, looking for my inspiration for the work week outfits, I want to see it on a Monday or a Sunday, honestly.
Really? A Sunday?
A Sunday so that I can get ready for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, so I'm going to test this theory out, and her work outfits will be coming to you
either. Take it from a corporate girl.
Sunday or Monday, and we're going to see how they perform. So, I mean, they've been doing very well regardless of when I post. So that just goes to show, you know, your overall
engagement.
Stage presence. I was talking stage about you. Presence. I was saying you had great.
The one complaint I have about this whole thing is that in the morning, my face is puffy. So in all those clips.
You don't look puffy at all.
Well,
you don't look puffy,
well,
puffy
at all. Well, I feel puffy.
I get that. You don't want to get filmed right in the morning, but you don't really have a choice. So
it's kind of against my will. So.
Yeah. So, you know, that's where you can find Bitsy. And hopefully you bring back Business Bitsy on TikTok because we need to see you.
I'll do one tonight. Don't you worry.
Okay, good. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on my socials. I hope you are having a fabulous week. Leave requests on Bose & Company for any other topics that you would like to hear. Also, I hear you on my Instagram. We will be having an episode discussing my boyfriend and the relationship. We just have to get some thoughts organized.
And an agenda.
And an him. Agenda. And we're gonna do it. So I do see the requests. I hope you all have a fabulous week. Let's say it together. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.